Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Doc. Sometimes they call him Lo. Some they call him Professor. And sometimes they call him the Relationship Guru. It's indeed a pleasure to present to the CEO of WBSW Radio and the Smith Way Enterprise, none other than Dr. Lo. Make it do what it do.
Certain rewards you get on Big Gold Live, and I tell
thank you. But we're broadcasting now. We'll come back and we'll make sure we make it do what it do. We're also excited about our giveaways. WBSW Radio giveaways starts at various raffles. We raffle off various prizes. And the one that really gets our individuals are the individuals who put their name in for the raffle and pull for the hotel stay. This radio station, along with the partners and the sponsors, we're paid for a hotel stay at various sites that we have collected. Luxury hotel from 5 nights to 6 nights internationally, or it may be in the United States. So we're excited about it on North American continent. Then we also ask you to be aware of the gift cards. You know, requests have been made about, let me get a gift card. Can you help me do this? If you would register and follow the process, I can work with you. But making requests, just to make requests, and just think, I don't mind helping individuals. That's what this is all about. This radio station and myself, we're ready at all time to help individuals. But we really need to make sure you register, because you also have an opportunity. Like I said, the hotel stay we are paid for. We pay for each one of the nights. Varies from 5 nights to 6 days or 3 nights to 4 days. From internationally, we have 3 trips that are coming up. We still want to make sure we raffle them off. We have a 5-night, 6-day, 3 hotel stays. And those are those trips. You take care of the travel. That'll be to Paris, France, or it's going to be to Dubai, or it will be to Bali. So those 3 are out on the table. Then besides our national trips as well, we're excited about them being available. Well, we various like 5-night, 6 days from Atlanta down to Hawaii, from Hawaii back to come back to Vegas, from Vegas to New Orleans, from New Orleans to Orlando. Then we go to Nashville. We've had trips to the Grand National Park. And we're slowly working to make sure we get these gifts available. We need you to register. We have gift cards, again, I said, gas vouchers, food vouchers. We also have books that our authors that have been on the show, we purchased from them. They're available. Now, if you're a person that have individual, or you're in school, you're trying to see how you can get that financial aid and make sure you climb that mountain, this is an awesome book by Trey Johnson. You can purchase, you can get this book free. We wrapped it off, but if you make a request through the interaction that you want to have this book, just send me where I can mail it to you or deliver it to you, whatever it may be, and I will take it. Post this page, and the title of the book is How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid. It may not just be for you going back to school, it might be family members, it might be children, but it's available. I have several copies available, but you have to let me know through the comments that you're interested. If you want to be part of the raffle, also, we need to give me your name. Leave it through the comment or email it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com or WBSW Radio, the Interstation 23@gmail.com. We really need for you to make an effort to get this down, because we want to have your name. Because when we come up and start raffling off these hotel stays and these other things, your name needs to be in. Also, we ask you to send what we call a means of transaction. We have 3-4 means of transaction that we're able to work with you on. That's Cash App, Bill, and we ask you to send your name along. Now you say, why do I need to have that? Now, it's not just sending you, because you're asking. We do love offers, because we ask you to sow a seed with us. We want to sow a seed with you. And by sowing a seed, that helps both of us move in the right direction. But let's not get it where we're just sending, I need you to register. Your name has to be in the registering part of the raffle and the giveaway before we can address that with you. But truly thank you for supporting what we're trying to do. Our title is Building a Healthy Relationship. You know, I mentioned about sowing a seed. I want you to sow a seed. If We ask you to help us sow a seed with WBSW Radio by cash outing $1 to $1 Lorenza D. Smith. If it's in you, you need to help us. And if you can't do that, that tells us where you are, but we do thank you for being a loyal listener and doing what you think is possible. I don't understand everybody's finance, but $1. Action source seeds. Now, we also ask if you own, hit those like buttons. You know, I see several people looking at seeing only one. Let's stay on. Hit the like button. Hit the hearts. I need to see some hearts rolling up. I need to see some hearts flowing on TikTok. I need to see some hearts on Big O Live. I need on Facebook, we're asking you to do. Truly, it's awesome. And we're going to talk about building a healthy relationship. See, one of the things that is a big challenge to most of us is that we really don't understand relationships. We don't understand what relationships entail. And on top of that, a lot of us are scared of relationships. See, you can be scared of a healthy relationship, but you should be scared of just being in a relationship. See, you have to have an intent. I always say to have a healthy relationship, you have to be intentional about what you're doing. Don't tell people what you think they want to hear. Don't sound all great if you this way, you got this way, you feel this way and everything. You talk about feelings. You can't say it and don't show it. A healthy relationship requires you to show what truly coming from your heart. See, a healthy relationship is not an external thing. We can say a lot of words. Just like the word, I love you, it's easy as a gift to somebody. Question is, are you in love with someone? And how to get in love, you have to be first intentional about a healthy relationship. Once you can develop that, put that your intent in there, your relationship with everybody, and that various types of relationships, your relationship with your family, with your friends, romantic, on your job, in your organization, will be healthy because you understand what it entails and what you have to do. I'm in society now called the hookup society. We are focusing on hooking up, getting what we want, not making any commitment, and then moving on. That's not going to work. We need you all to be able to build a healthy relationship. Are you capable of having a healthy relationship? Or you just so caught up in having all these toxic relationships, you begin to put the walls up and say, I don't want to be in any kind of relationship. If it is, it's casual and it's a hookup relationship instead of a relationship that has some intent on it. The key word about healthy relationship and being successful in a relationship is intent. You have to have intentional. It has to be intentional. You have to have intent. You just can't go through the emotion. As we move forward, I want to give a shout out to the individuals that join us. We have quite a few. I want to give a shout out starting off with we have Maria underscore Tuesday 56, CISO 1920, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. My sister, thank you so much. We got Yvonne 445. Thank you for joining us. Lisa, is this Joshua 348? Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of. We have Barney's 123 underscore 2. We have Antoinette Butler. We have Stacy Sandra Stewart joining us. The name of the role user, and that's normally what a person don't want to put the name, but they are still active. We have Dice Jones 680. We have Bertha Henderson, Tammy Porter. Jacqueline John 56112. We also have Faith Wiley joining us. Thank you, Faith, so much for being a part of this. We also have TikToker joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of it. We also have is Shago. Thank you. We have Joe Isa, thank you for joining us. We have Shook, thank you, King. We have Candace Bentley. We have Lady LaKay. We have them rolling and strong. Controller, thank you so much. How Sexy, Lil Jones, thank you so much for joining us. All y'all are truly welcome to be a part of this. Be interactive. Share it with your thoughts as we talk about the various topics under the title, Building Healthy Relationships. I want to give a shout out to Yami Avala is joining us. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this. God is so good. He's blessed us a mighty long way. From 2017, we started this journey through a vision. God blessed me with it. 2017, September 27, 2017. We've been in existence for 6 full years, and now we're moving to our 7 years. And God is so good. He's expanding us. We're on 6 continents. We also have 41 countries within those 6 continents. And we have listeners that varies from the age of 12 all the way up to 65 or 70. This is what we're able to do. Give a shout out to Karen Copeland out of the great state of Florida. She's now on that southern peninsula part of southern tip of Florida. Thank you so much, Karen. You were with us last night, and you're joining us again. Thank you. Thank each and every one of you all for being a part. Let's move with the show because we're about to end up with this segment and move to the next segment. Well, the first thing with building a healthy relationship, I told you, relationship, understanding, you have to have a definition. You have to have some understanding of a relationship. The key to any kind of relationship is what's your intent. And we want to talk about what is a healthy relationship. We all are working to have a healthy relationship. And we have to do some things to make sure we're in line to be healthy. Not just your physical, but you have your emotional, you have your mental, you have your spiritual, and you have your financial health. Makes your relationship really operate because you need to be a master of each and every one of them. So when we talk about healthy relationships, we want to let you know it involves honesty. See, that's the number one thing. See, we do things and we think we're taking advantage of individuals. You can only be taking advantage if you allow people to. You want to help people, it's fine. You can give all you want to give. But don't think because people are helping you, you're taking advantage of them. You're not taking advantage of them. Because, see, everything in life does come with something you have to return. If you're not ready and capable of returning it, don't ask for it. So, but be honest in the beginning. All I want to do is give what I can out here and move on. I'm not looking to give anything in return. The next thing is trust. Can you trust yourself? See, we talk about a relationship where you be with somebody, you say they're so insecure because they lack trust of you. They lack trust of themselves. See, most people are having toxic relationships with themselves, believe it or not. And then they try to get out into the world of relations and dating and try to bring that toxicity with them for your ego. You know, that they're trying to humiliate you. See, we have to understand that we have an effort that we must put into to make sure relationships are successful. We have to understand relationships. And we have to respect people because we want people to respect us. But first of all, respect yourself first. It doesn't matter what other people do. Have that self-respect for yourself. Makes you available and an option as a candidate in a healthy relationship. Also, the next thing is open communication. That's one of the biggest challenges, but it's not, everybody always says when you're talking about a healthy relationship, the number one thing is communication. Those things I'm giving to you are number one thing that you need to work on between your partner or your mate and put in the effort to be successful. When we're talking about open communication, first of all, you have to have an idea of what communication is. See, open communication ties into effective communication. Do you have effective communication? Let me give a shout out to Wallace Hawkins. How you do, fam? Man, thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this. And I pass by your house, I'm going to holler at you. And say thank you, Wallace, for taking time to be a part of this. When you're talking about in relationships and you're talking about open communication, there's a process to have open and effective communication. See, it is like because you don't want to give the answer. A lot of questions people ask you in the intent of a relationship are yes and no answers. You don't need to talk about everything else but what's been asked from you. Don't try to go to another question. See, that now you is not effective and it's not open. You're trying to hide something. Be honest. Let people accept you for who you are. Because, you know, I always tell you accept me for who I am and whose I am. I'm glad to know God has put his hand on me and God has guided me. He keeps my heart and my soul in a position so I can accept people even if they come misguided. And we have to understand communication has to fall in that category of understanding communication. See, a lot of people don't understand communication is not shouting, screaming, and hollering at people. Communication is stating your point. Allow those individuals that you're communicating with an opportunity to work on their active listening skills. See, we have a lot of people who do not have active listening skills, active listening ears. They haven't seen it practiced before. So what they do is they continue to do what they used to do. Think that is effective communication. The next part of it, effective and open communication is being able to articulate and think. Critical thinking, have a thought process for what you heard. And whatever you heard, you need to put it in some kind of content so you can respond, which is part three, to what was said. In a manner that you can recognize as articulation. This is what you have to do with communication. Healthy relationship requires you to do that. We want to truly, truly give a shout out to an awesome group of sponsors. And I want to take this opportunity to let them talk about their own organization. And that way we can move forward and go to the next segment. We're just talking about one topic, but we got three or four more topics that we want to make sure we get to. So truly, it's been a blessing to have these sponsors because they have done everything to make it do what it do. And I'm excited. I am excited to have TriStat LLC as one of our sponsors. This is their promo.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
William Scott, TriStat LLC, meet your consultant need. You can give him a call. Mr. William Scott had offices in Selma, Alabama, and Montgomery, Alabama. And the number to call is 334-320-5438. Or go to Facebook, type in William Scott, and you get a chance to DM him and share with him what you're looking about your relationships. Are you in a healthy relationship? Not only a romantic, but a family, a friend, a work, a church. Just simply, are you able to relate to individuals in your community? See, relationship is relating with intent. See, we always have to keep in mind in a relationship when you have honesty, trust, respect, open communication, self-love you got to have, and you're with your mate, sometimes it requires effort and compromise from both people. See, don't get caught up in life that you just want to take, and never give. If someone do something for you, especially in your relationship, to be reciprocated back to you. And you can do that by, you know, you don't have to tell what you want them to say, but make sure you leave the door open for that. See, in a relationship, when it becomes so a challenge for people fighting for power. See, a relationship is not about fighting for power. Let me give a shout out to Kelly Lewis, Kelly out of the great state of Georgia. Thank you, Kelly, so much for joining us. Thank you for taking time and being here. And I know it's about 5, almost 6 something, your time, 6:28 your time, and you're all for it. Thank you for supporting. See, healthy relationship is not a fight for power. Matter of fact, it's an imbalance of power. And you say, what do you mean? See, when we all understand what's the characteristics and traits of a healthy relationship, then we both turn, because both partners going to be putting the effort in, we get away from being trying to balance power and try to do something that one's going to gain something and the other one's not. See, make respect each other independence. See, you have to respect. Make your own decision. You look individual before you get into that relationship. But you ought to be comfortable enough or in a position where you're not afraid to make a decision because you fear retribution or retaliation. So a healthy relationship is all about shared decision. That's what a healthy relationship is all about. And it includes the seeds. You might ask yourself, what's my seed that relate to my relationship so it can be intentional and can be healthy? This is the seed that builds a healthy relationship. One seed is so important, we mentioned it before, communication. See, communication is pretty much coming to play in a relationship. When the partners feel the need and desire and appreciate it. It is not what you want, it's what you need. See, some people, I think about more wants than what they need. I want to go ahead and make this bag so I can, because I want to have that name brand bag, the name brand shoes. Do you need that name brand car? Do you need that? In a relationship, you're going to be working with individuals where y'all, I call it a mateship, not a partnership. See, partners can only be in a business. Can't be in a relationship and be partners. You can be mates. Now, that's just me. But you got to have effective communication. Work on your skills so you can do better. The next C is commitment. See, that word scare people to death. That's why we look at the population in dating back from before 1965 in the black community, in the black families, 80% of your grandparents, I don't need nobody. See, you heard the term, I don't need no man. See, you can't go through this world by yourself, because in Genesis, if you read Genesis and understand Genesis, you know, God created Adam in his own image. He only directed Adam. He didn't direct the animals. He didn't direct Eve. He didn't direct anybody but Adam. But what I'm trying to get to is you have to understand Adam was committed to God and what God was saying. God even answered Adam. But Adam said to God, I need a companion. I need somebody. I can't be here by myself. And God answered him by lying him down, taking a rib, and creating Eve to be his helpmate. See, we had got away from things that have been created. See, you can't change the word. See, we're in the so-called religious prosperity. Everything can manifest. No, everything requires faith. Because faith is an opportunity for you, gives you hope to be successful. See, faith without work, come on now, is dead. So be careful about running around with prosperity. They say this, but when you're cathartic, even for the end of time, we had to commit to God. God gave him a duty. So if you're afraid of commitment because you're afraid you're giving up something, see, your definition of commitment falls into what people are telling you today. If you don't understand a definition that fits you, go look it up and make it work with you. But you can't make it where you don't, you just put it out there where I don't have to give anything. Commitment is giving yourself for that cause. If your cause is an intentional relationship, if your goal is an intentional relationship, your favorite outcome is an intentional relationship, you don't have to give it. It requires work. The next C is compromise. See, this is the biggest thing that runs into a relationship, why they can lose their ability to be healthy. You're not able to compromise. See, you're all about do what I want you to do, and we can be successful. No, that's not going to work. You have to be able to give a little bit so you can get more. Because you're trying to meet your needs, not trying to meet your wants. The next C is consistency. See, that's one of the things that we run into. You're not consistent about what you do. Don't start something and just automatically stop. It's one of the words that came into play when I talk about the three commitments. I mean, the three C's for a healthy relationship. One of the co-hosts on my show, I'll give a shout out to her. She's out there in California. And to Mr. Denise Stephanie. Her ministry is mask, removing the mask, behind the mask. See, that's where you find out what people's all about, behind the mask. When they take all this progenitor, it's from both. The next thing in the scene that's so important is conflict resolution. If you want a relationship destroyed, you want a marriage destroyed, don't work on conflict resolution. How are you going to deal with conflict? You can't run, you can't hide. It's important that you work on it and you work together if you want to be successful. Let me just share a few thoughts about each one of these C's, and this will be very limited. See, start with communication. I've mentioned about, see, communication is both verbal and nonverbal. What's on your face? Your look on your face is a nonverbal action. You know, when we talk about listening, what someone is saying, actually listening, and moving to the thought process so you can articulate, right? See, if you're not listening, you're going to articulate something that don't sound right, but you think you're right. So communication is very important. The verbal and the nonverbal is very important to cultivate a successful relationship. The thing in the world. So that makes you feel good. But the truth of the matter, see, communication is all about not running your mouth all the time. It's all about listening and acting. That's the key thing about communication in a relationship. See, compromise, again, is critical to a relationship. See, ideally, mates share different personalities. We know that. Experience, thoughts, and behavior. But we need to come to a common ground. And a common ground is agreeing on the compromise. Agreeing on the compromise. That makes both partners feel heard and understood. We didn't talk about commitment. Consistency. I just shared with you. See, the quality of always behaving, and this is something people got to realize, consistency is the quality of always behaving and performing in a similar way. Always happening peace. That's why when we're in a relationship, we need to have conversation. And the conversation is, what do you expect from the person that you have identified that you want to be in a relationship? Everybody has something they come in already because it's been ingrained in them. But if you don't know what to expect from the individual by sharing that, I see this is what you expect. Listening to them just like you listen to me. You know, we're talking about listening to each other. You know, we're talking about gender. And let's talk about one of the biggest challenges we have with our genders, the other female, when they get a relationship. See, a female expects a man to be a provider, a protector, a leader, a prophet, a priest. Respectful. Understand. But I'm asking you as a woman, what you think that man expects for you? I'll tell you one thing, cooperation. Cooperation. Look it up to find it how you want to define it. But to be cooperative, to help, you're willing to help and willing to do what you're asked to do. When people ask you to do something, do it. Don't be uncooperative. That is the worst thing you can do in a relationship. I don't care what we've been saying through this period of prosperity, cooperate with your mate. That person, when you ask them, expect them, they don't cooperate because they're going to provide and protect, because that's what you want from the male. You want from him because that's what everybody say. And he understands, most men understand that. But they can find somebody that's going to do it for them, they'll take advantage of that. But they still want what they want. So we have to continue to work on it. Our next sponsor, I tell you, God has blessed us so to have so many sponsors. And we thank those for taking the time to support what we're doing here. And see, it ain't hard. It's just doing. It's just like I said, acting. And we're acting on the blessing God has blessed us with.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Yo, Miss Jennifer Jackson, Soap Gym at Jackson and Grace, the owner. You can go to Facebook and just type in Jennifer 1N, Jackson, and or Charlie Angel, or and you can DM her and ask her what's the inventory, some of the best perfume scents they're creating. So give them a connection or give them a call. Connect with them. We truly thank them for supporting what we're doing. If you want to give them a call, you have an opportunity to call them at 251-369-1344. That's Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. Let's move to the next topic, which is tips on building and maintaining healthy relationships. It's important if you want to build or maintain a healthy relationship, you have to focus on your mental health. The important part of building and maintaining a healthy relationship is your mental health. It's so important. And here's some tips to support you when you're trying to do that. I always tell people, regardless where you are in your relationship, if you want a healthy relationship, you have to know what a healthy relationship looks like. And you know, if you haven't been in one, you need to seek support and seek help from a counselor or therapist. You go to betterhelp.com. Your insurance will allow you to use it to get the help to make you a better person, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and fine. Go to betterhelp.com, and they will set you up. It might be a small fee when you go, but you need to make sure you work on being the best version of yourself. These are some tips to support you so healthy relationship. Get to know yourself. That's number one. See, you can't do this unless you get some training from someone or get some support from someone. Because if we were doing so well, we wouldn't be driving our relationships in the ditch. See, it's amazing. The people that drive the relationship in the ditch think they can get themselves out of the ditch. See, that stigma needs to get out of our, especially out of the black community. We need support, and we need truly an opportunity to be successful through whatever measure it is. I have no problem. I tell everybody. I seek, and I use the counseling twice a month. Because, you know, I realize I want to be the best version of myself. And I can't be the best version if I'm always bumping my head and not understand why I'm bumping my head. So I use the counseling to be the best version of myself. Truly a blessing. God has blessed me to understand where I am in life. I assess myself every night to see what version I will come up with tomorrow. But I want to be the best version of tomorrow. If you want to help the relationship, assess yourself. Bring the best version of yourself to the table. So get to know yourself. See, the self-worth is very important. Know your worth. Put in the work. See, we don't want to put in the work. We want something easy. Because we think we're getting over. And the truth of the matter, you're not getting over. Because karma do exist. You think you're taking advantage of somebody, you abusing or misusing or getting over someone, it's going to come back at you. And that'll be the reason why you won't have a healthy relationship. Every relationship will be a hookup. How can you be nice with it? Talking about cash, it's not going to be a hookup because you're not allowing yourself, putting yourself and putting the work in. Set and respect boundaries. See, it's amazing. I see content and I even get people that I talk with them and I ask them, what are your boundaries? What are your boundaries? Oh, we don't have no boundaries. The relationship, our tears of a relationship is starting off associated. When you meet someone, you have to be able to just, okay, I want to find out more. That moves to the next tier, which is the acquaintance. You begin to set the boundaries and set the things in place then. Respect. Understand, I'm not going to tolerate you disrespecting me. That's a boundary. The way when I talk to individuals, they're, well, why are you relating to me? Oh, they, it was infidelity. And sometimes I want to ask on your part or his part. Or her part. Whoever it is. See, you can do that not just being always physical. We have to keep that in mind. The next thing is so important when we're talking about building and maintaining a healthy relationship. A tip is talk and listen. Communication. Let go of control. You want to control. So I'm going to take a good example. And I'm talking to everybody, but what gets me a lot of times, and when we say you lack control, but you want to control the situation, there's an imbalance of power there and everything, is that when someone asks to keep on moving to what you want to talk about, because it's time to listen and be respectful and talk what I need to talk about, and then we can move to the next phase. This is where you got to, it's not about, see, you ain't controlling or manipulating this situation. Don't ever think you're manipulating people because they're helping you. Because I'm telling you like that, a person that you think manipulating help you, they got something they're going to come back at you with. And you'll have to ask yourself, am I capable of giving them what they ask for? Reflect and learn. See, we learn from previous relationships. It's sad when people get in toxic relationships and they never heal because they didn't seek the support they need to heal, and they bring it into the new relationship. See, you reflect on what happened. That's why I suggest the WBSW radio by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you online by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. And you get an opportunity to chat with Dr. Lowe and Dr. Rosalie Smith. Dr. Lowe, it's fine. And you get a chance to share your thoughts. But we want to hear what you have to say. Or type in your comments. And I'll read them all. Because that's what it's all about. Reading your comments to make sure everybody is heard. Our next sponsor, Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and 3 vegetables meal.
In meat and 3.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers,
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Awesome, awesome. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. The co-owners, Brother Marvin, Lala Smith, member of 586 with Attorney Incorporated. Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, member of Zeta Vibrator Sword Incorporated. You can give them a call at 334-549-0950. If you also want to check out the menu and what's being prepared on a daily basis, you can go to Marvin Smith on Facebook. He's on Facebook. Check him out because he's posting his meals, and I tell you, some of the best Southern cuisine there is. Just Southern folks food. That's what they call it. It's awesome. Give a shout out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. We want to talk about quickly the importance to build a healthy relationship. There are elements to building and maintaining a healthy relationship. And first to start off, the way you talk with your friends or your mates is an important part of your relationship. So you don't talk to your friends the same way you talk to your mate. See, your friend is your friend. Your mate is the one you committed to. Because I'm speaking way beyond just in a relationship or dating. I'm talking about marriage as well. That should be your favorable outcome. But are you capable of even signing the legal document? Because you got to work once you got to sign that document, and then you got to work through that document. It's important that we understand that boundaries are elements to the shield. You are considered to be committed to it. The next thing is trust. That's a big word, trustworthy. Are you trustworthy? Do you trust yourself? Honesty? Do you lie to yourself? Sometimes we look in the mirror and we lie to ourselves. We see something different than what, see, the reflection in the mirror is also going to be the reflection that you deal with in your relationships, because it's you. Your independence, how independent you are, that's an element. Equality, how do you see? Do you see it as an equal? And do you see it as a partnership? I'm not for the partnership, because partnership is a business. It is a mateship. Are you willing to be in a mateship? And the next thing is support. These are elements of a healthy relationship. And you can be successful as you follow those elements. Next thing we have is about healthy relationship. What does a healthy relationship look like? We're going to slowly talk about that. Well, our next sponsor is going to give a shout out to L&T Stalwart Lawn Service. LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stalwart at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stalwart. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC. That's Mr. Tony Stalwart. His name is Anthony, but we call him Tony. Mr. Anthony Stalwart on Facebook. Type him in, and you can connect with him. He's a manicure expert. He does some other things in his business, but give him a shout. He's in South Central Alabama, and he's willing to work with you in this area to make sure your yard looks the best one on the block. And that's what it's all about. Let's talk about how what does a healthy relationship look like. See, a healthy relationship involves, again, honesty, trust, respect, communication between partners. And it takes effort and compromise from both people. See, it can't be a one-sided thing. There is no imbalance of power. See, partners and mates respect each other independently without fear of retribution and retaliation. It's a shared decision. You also, in a relationship like that, you know, we see various characteristics and foundation. See, that's the key, characteristics and foundation. See, characteristics are respect for privacy and space. It's amazing. I watch a lot of these shows that comes on, What's Good and all that. First thing is that you're being inspected gadget, not respecting privacy. A cell phone is a cell phone, but it belongs to that person. And you have to have a line of communication from the beginning. Don't just be arbitrary and think that because you can do what you want to do. You have to make sure you respect privacy and their space. See? So your partner encourage you, your partner, your mate, encourage you to spend time with friends without them, to participate in activities that you enjoy. Do you feel comfortable expressing your opinion and concerns to your partner? I just want to take a minute on that. And just think about it. You should be able to talk, but sometimes when you're talking with individuals, take time to allow them to consume what you're saying. Give them the active communications opportunity to consume. don't expect when people will respond quickly, especially if you have somebody that's analytical, that likes to analyze before. You have to, it works both ways. You have to put in the work too. See? So make sure if you want to be enjoyable, you want to be at peace, you want to have love, you just have to make sure you be willing to put everybody, both parties need to put each other at ease. And should have a conference. Because you show concern for your partner. You feel physically safe. And your mate doesn't force you to have sex or to do things that makes you feel uncomfortable. Your mate respects you. They respect your wishes and your feelings. And you're in a position to compromise and negotiate. Look, here we have several people that have joined us. We have Seductive French Kisses, Willie Wet Sleeve. Oh, you got some names here. We also have Michelle Beer joining us. JR, thank you. Nick Vincent King. Shannon Copa-Gerberger, thank you so much. We also have D-Real, Scott, D, thank you for joining. Mr. Kenny, thank you for taking the time to be a part of it. Several others joined, thank you so much for being a part of it. But as we get ready to close out, we want to play our last sponsor because it's important that we get them on here because they're one of our major sponsors. We thank them for taking time to be a part. These are brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. This is their advertisement.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Five Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, their partnership with WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're glad to come to you using the social media site to get the word out. Thank you so much, brothers. Thank each and every one of you watchers and listeners. God has blessed us. The last thing is our final thought. The final thought is a question. Do everyone deserve to be in a healthy relationship? I just want you to think about that. Do everyone deserve to be in a healthy relationship? I'm going to say everyone deserves to be in a healthy, loving relationship with the right person. So when you're in a relationship and it don't work out and you come back, become the victim in your mentality thinking that the other person at fault, but you got to realize that wasn't the right person. Make sure you select the right person. Make sure you work with someone who's willing to work with you. If the person is not have the same intent, like having a healthy relationship, it is not attainable. But you deserve it. I will not take that away from you. But you deserve an opportunity to love and experience the joy and connection that love brings. Through understanding of having a favorite outcome. You want a favorable outcome. Be intentional, and you can get to the favorable outcome. Gender must know what each other brings into the relationship. Knowing your strength and weakness is most important. Having a purpose for being in a healthy relationship must stand out. That is the final thought. Thank you so much for joining us. Our next show will be We're going to come back at you on Monday, Straight Talk, No Chaser. You can join us, and we're going to talk about, again, life challenges. What's happening in our life? We focus on relationship. We focus on last night's positivity. We're going to focus on many other things. It's been awesome coming tonight, God. It's been so good. Thank you so much for being here with us. It's truly a blessing. I want to tell each and every one, I love you. I love you from my heart. Yes, I do. Thank you for being here. I'd like for you to send a few hearts up. It'll be nice. Just hit that heart button. Let me know you're still there. And you just click on that heart button. Put the like button as well. Because as we get ready to close out, hashtag responsible, and that's accountability. You're accountable for your own action. Hashtag keep on grinding. Your effort is important to a healthy relationship. Hashtag truly communication for understanding. You communicate for understanding. No effective communication. Both need to have understanding. We got this. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag WDSW Radio, the internet station. Truly is a blessing to come before you. So as we close out, we want to thank you for doing what you're doing. Because it's all about you making a commitment. You know, I own the rights to it, but we're going to play it and want you to hear this and think about it.
I love you, and I have a thing to do about it.